We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're here back in the Fantasy Bar. Monday is here and we are back. Six of my favorite plays ready for you on FanDuel and DraftKings. And we are going to try to find some ways to get different from the Braves and the Padres here tonight. So we've got values. We've got some stacks. We've got some correlations. We've got a starting pitcher that you're getting a big-time discount on and a beast of the night. I love the spot for once again tonight. Who are we talking about? Only one way to find out. It's time to belly up to the Fantasy Bar. Welcome in, guys. Monday edition, Beers Daily Fantasy Six-Pack. Good to be back here once again. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We are back with six of my favorite plays for you on FanDuel and DraftKings. Thank you, as always, for stopping by the Fantasy Bar and checking out today's video. Before we get into the plays, take a second, click that thumbs up button, really helps us out. Thank you so much for that. Subscribe to the channel as well so you don't miss any of the content. All right, before we get into it here tonight, two spots, very obvious. Atlanta against the lefty, going to be very popular with good reason. We also have the Padres against Austin Gomber in Coors Field, another spot people will be loading up on. So I'm not saying avoid those spots. I'm saying target those spots. We want to find some spots outside of that where we can get a little leverage, a little lower ownership, and maybe a different look from everybody out there. So a lot of values coming up on today's slate. Let's start with Lars Nootbaar of St. Louis. No huge games yet here for Nootbaar, but has hit safely in four straight games, hits in seven of his first nine games to open up the 2024 season. And I know there's more upside in this bat. Last season, solid 367 WOBA against right-handed pitching. Opening up the year this season, that number up to 392. And Brandon Faught really struggled against lefties last season. We're seeing the same story play out this season. WOBA up at 367, give him some power as well with that ISO up at 250, and a nice power mix for us as well at 41 and 47% with the fly ball rate and the hard contact rate. So I know Nootbaar been off to a little bit of a slow start as far as big games go, but I love the spot for him here. Love the pricing. I love the matchup with Brandon Faught. All right, let's get you another guy in a similar vein, very cheap, big time upside. We're talking Gavin Sheets of the White Sox. Now, the White Sox aren't going to make a ton of appearances here in the Fantasy Bar, but I like the spot today to save some money here with Sheets against Chris Paddock. So opens up some salary for us to spend on those Braves, on those Padres, if that's the route that you are going here. And off to a great start against righties. I mean, WOBA over 400 and an ISO approaching 300. Some elite numbers here for Gavin Sheets to open up 2024. Now, Chris Paddock, really low strikeout rate against lefties. Now, Sheets not a huge strikeout guy, but Paddock just a 5% strikeout rate against left-handed hitters and giving up 442 in the WOBA department and a lot of hard contact as well, north of 44%. So, yeah, and the White Sox, not sexy here, but a one-off play to save you some money. Gavin Sheets, I think, has a big night against Chris Paddock. Let's go to the other side of that game with a cheap Minnesota Twin. We are talking Trevor Larnin. But love the buy low here on here. I think this kid has a lot of potential, hitting in the heart of that order, under 3,000 on both sites here tonight. So again, a one-off play that you can save some money with, slide in to fit some of those bigger high-end stacks here. Was solid against righties last season, off to a great start so far for this season. WOBA near 400 and showing some nice power as well with the ISO up at 273. Now, Jonathan Cannon looked good in his debut start, no doubt, but this is not a high-level prospect. We get a bad White Sox bullpen as well if things don't go well for Cannon. So sneaky good spot here for the Twins. I think they're stackable. One of those teams doesn't cost you a bunch. If you need a one-off play that's not a part of the stack, Trevor Larnach, the guy I'm looking at here tonight against Jonathan Cannon. All right, let's go to starting pitcher next. And I'm going to take the discount here on Dylan Cease against Colorado. Now, pitchers in Coors Field, definitely something that's dangerous, no doubt. But $2,000 off the last price we saw on Dylan Cease. I am going to gobble that up. This is not a good Rockies team. Yes, Coors Field is dangerous. Yes, it will aid these Rockies bats, no doubt. But the strikeouts have been great for Dylan Cease. Six or more in every single game this season. Seven strikeouts in each of the last three games. And what a matchup. Four strikeouts that he gets in this spot against the Colorado Rockies. Fourth highest strikeout rate in all of baseball against right-handed pitching this season at over 27%. And only the White Sox, who we just talked about, have a lower WRC plus this season than the Colorado Rockies. That number sitting way down at 79. So a lot of people allergic to pitching in Coors Field. I certainly understand the concerns, but I love the spot here, and I really love that DraftKings price at just 8,700. All right, back to the bats here at third base with Matt Chapman of the Giants. So like we talked about with the Twins, I think the Giants, one of those teams off the radar that we can stack up or get some cheaper bats to fill in our other stacks here tonight. Chapman has always hit left-handers well over his long career, and a great start so far this season. Woba over 430, ISO over 260, and Quintana throws a variety of pitches, but the main three, Chapman matches up with extremely well. In fact, Woba's over 385 against all three of the primary pitches for Quintana, and that's dating back to the start of last season here. So good matchup on a low on play with some upside. Matt Chapman, solid value here for Monday night. All right, it's time. Take a look at my favorite play for Monday night. Before we do that, let's continue our Beast of the Night contest. Easy to play. Hit that thumbs up button and head to the comment section and guess fantasy points on DraftKings tonight for my highest scoring hitter. Whoever's got the closest guess, we're going to give you an absolutely free week of Roto Grinders Premium just for hanging out in the fantasy bar. All right, let's wrap it up with my favorite play for Monday night. No matter. Beast of the Night. All right, this time I promised you a start of a stack that is not the Braves or the Padres. We're going to stick right there with the San Francisco Giants and roll with our boy Jorge Soler, tonight's Beast of the Night. Got it done for us on Friday with the home run, and I want to go right back to the well here. Another good spot for Soler, who has absolutely crushed left-handed pitching, 441 and an ISO way up at 393. Dating back to the start of the 2023 season. Now, we talked about Quintana throwing a bunch of different pitches. Soler matches up well in this spot here against Quintana, especially in the power department. Quintana, not a huge strikeout guy, just 16.7% strikeout rate against righties this season. He gives up a ton of hard contact at over 54%. Good power spot here for Soler. The Giants, a sneaky stack on the slate tonight, but then Jorge Soler does it once again here tonight. Easily my favorite play on the board in tonight's Beast of the Night. All right, guys, that'll do it for our Monday six-pack. Remember, Braves, Padres in some great spots. We wanted to give you some spots outside of those two to mix in or give your lineup a different look. If you have any comments, questions, or feedback, hit me up in that comment section right below the video. You can also follow me on Twitter at BeerMakersFan, and don't forget your guess for fantasy points for my highest scoring hitter, the five bats I gave you, who gives you the most DraftKings points. Your guess is the closest. We're going to give you a free week of Roto Grinders Premium just for hanging out here in the fantasy bar. For RotoGrinders.com, I am Bear saying salut, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Best of luck on tonight's slate. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for checking out our videos. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more DraftKings, FanDuel, and other DFS content. And you can check out our daily live show schedule on RotoGrinders.com/videos.